Our Old Testament lesson for this day is fairly familiar. It's Psalm 100. It is a psalm of thanksgiving. Make a joyful noise to the earth, to the Lord, all the earth, and worship the Lord with gladness. Come into God's presence with singing. Know that the Lord is God. It is God that made us, and we are God's. We are God's people and the sheep of God's pasture. Enter God's gates with thanksgiving and God's courts with praise. Give thanks to God and bless God's name. For the Lord is good. God's steadfast love endures forever, and God's faithfulness to all generations. May God bless the reading and the hearing of this word. Amen. Well, we find ourselves on this Sunday before Thanksgiving 2018, much like we did last year, in 2017, and the year before that in 2016. The hyper-partisan and bitter political atmosphere in which we have been living, and especially in these past 2 years, continues to take a toll on the psyche and the mental health of this nation and on many of us as individuals. And no more is that felt than in families who find its members on both sides of the political spectrum. And I know that is indeed the case for several of you in this congregation. The midterm elections earlier this month have done nothing but confirm a sense of division, and sometimes to the point of open hostility. And welcome to the new normal, at least in the short term. So what can we do to find some peace, some sanity and respite? Well, I'm not sure spending the Thanksgiving holiday with relatives is the answer. But it will indeed be a reality for many of you later this week. My prayers are with you. You may want to recall a few Bible verses if you are one of those who are a bit apprehensive about spending this Thanksgiving Day with your extended family or even friends. And it might help to recall our epistle lesson for this Sunday from Philippians 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say, rejoice. The Lord is near. Do not worry about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. And here's another one that might help. Colossians 3:15. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in the one body, and be thankful. Gratitude and thankfulness seem to be a very important key. Yet many are finding it harder to even feel that way these days. And from a spirituality perspective, this may also help. Some of our spiritual ancestors describe the divine as the light that dwells within and flows through all creation. And Jesus taught us that God is love. So putting those two together can lead to an understanding of God as the love that dwells within and flows through all things. Being grateful and thankful can help open up our hearts and minds to actually experience that love that does flow through us and flows through others and through all of creation. You may even want to make a mantra out of today's sermon title. It's also the image on the cover of today's worship bulletin. Grateful, thankful, blessed. Repeat that when you're stressed. And along those lines, as we approach Thanksgiving holiday, I invite you to take a good, close look around you, starting here in this sanctuary, and certainly at home, at work, at school, even on the road, or wherever you find yourself. And following the list in Philippians 4:8, search for and recognize whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is pleasing, whatever is commendable, any excellence and anything worthy of praise, and think about these things. But more than that, do something more than just think about these things. Thank God for them. Then allow them to lead you to respond in actions and deeds of gratitude and thanksgiving. And also identify those persons in your life who are loving and caring and helpful and a blessing to you, and maybe even those who are a thorn in your side. And give thanks to God for these people. And perhaps you can thank those persons directly. For this helps us to remember that God is present and with us in the ordinary, everyday routines of our daily life. And our very practice of giving thanks, the act of thanksgiving, can bring God's sacred presence more readily and clearly to our consciousness and our recognition, and then to our experience. And when it comes to God, remember that thanking God for our blessings isn't for God's benefit. Rather, it benefits us as we learn to live in a spirit of gratitude. And in the process, we may often even become more aware of just how we are the recipients of God's grace. And not too surprisingly, there is not a religion or spirituality anywhere in the world that does not include thankfulness as a vital part of its path to wholeness and well-being. And as a spiritual exercise, I'd like to encourage you to reflect upon your own pattern of giving thanks and how you show appreciation and gratitude. I get a weekly email newsletter from an organization called SALT Project. It's capital letters, S-A-L-T. It's a progressive Christian blog. And earlier this week, their blog was entitled A Theology of Thanksgiving. And in a section called The Astounding Power of Gratitude, they write, "If we think of gratitude primarily as a kind of duty to discharge, now, remember to write that thank you note, we're missing the boat entirely, effectively reducing one of life's wonders to mere good manners. On the contrary, gratitude is a vital force in the world, a profoundly humanizing act that builds relationships and communities and healthy human hearts." And it goes on to state what is now widely known. "The science on this is in, and it's overwhelming. In study after study, gratitude has been shown to lead to stronger relationships, better sleep, lower blood pressure, fewer trips to the doctor, more patience, more perseverance, among other benefits. And in one particularly intriguing study, gratitude turns out to be a powerful antidote to what is called the headwinds-tailwinds asymmetry." And let me explain that. That's our all-too-common tendency to focus on obstacles, those headwinds, and overlook then the blessings, those tailwinds. It's an imbalance that over time leads to feeling aggrieved and resentful. So in short, focusing on the headwinds breeds bitterness. Focusing on tailwinds breeds thankfulness. And many folks suggest that as a spiritual exercise, then it might be a good idea to keep a gratitude journal. Spending a few moments at the end of each day or any time and jotting down things that you were thankful for that day. You need to be intentional about it. And the article offers this challenge. It even says sitting down to write a good old-fashioned thank you note is another way to help enhance our gratefulness. And it asks, will we spend our time focusing on the headwinds and thereby create the perfect petri dish for growing resentments and narratives of grievance? Or will we spend our time focusing on the tailwinds and thereby nourish the soil for growing gratitude and narratives of appreciation? In short, gratitude journals and thank you notes, as simple as they may be, are concrete, intentional ways to carve out time for paying attention to the tailwinds in our lives. And I encourage you to use your own imagination in coming up with other ways to pay attention to the blessings in your life. Now, I know there are a lot of different understandings of the nature, use, and the effectiveness of prayer, even among you in this congregation. But I would like to commend the power of prayer. And for those of you who do not believe in an interventionist God, who dispenses gifts according to our prayer wish lists, let me encourage you to at least use prayer as a way to express gratitude, thankfulness, and recognition of your being blessed. And if for nothing else, for your very life itself. And approached this way, prayer is a kind of spoken gratitude journal, an intimate thank you note to God. And I'd like to close, therefore, by sharing a Thanksgiving blessing. It's written by Naomi King. Let us join our hands and hearts in gratitude on this wondrous day, where we have the abundance of our lives before us. We remember on this day of bounty all those who do not have enough, who are afraid, who are lonely, and who suffer. We wish for the abundance of this world to be shared, for fear to become love, for the lonely to feel welcomed, and for the suffering to know rest and joy. For the labors, the love, the care that gave us the delights of this and every day, we say thanks. For the nourishment of our spirit, the challenges that strengthen us, and the friends we have on the journey, we sing thanks. And for all that is our lives, for these good gifts, we whisper thanks. Overflowing with gratitude, let us shout thanks. So let us shout thanks together on the count of three. One, two, three.
Thanks.
Amen.